We've reported this week on polling that shows that Democrats are in a better position than they thought going into the midterms, although just narrowly. But they might want to pay attention to data that shows they could lose big in the suburbs come November, and therefore maybe lose control of both the House and Senate. Number crunchers are seeing that more than two-thirds of voters who've changed their party registration over the past year have gone from Democrat to Republican. It's happening in medium-sized cities like Raleigh, North Carolina, Salt Lake, Des Moines, but also in the suburbs of big cities like Philadelphia. Data analyst Paul Westcott joins us. He's executive vice president of L2, which is the nonpartisan voter data processing firm that crunched these numbers. Paul, welcome.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Well, look at this. 430,000 voters switched to the GOP. 240,000 switched to the Democratic Party. It's just a fraction of the voting population. But is this telling you what's happening everywhere?
What's so interesting about it is to change your party in these states, in the 31 states in the District of Columbia, where you could actually change party by registration, it takes some doing. You have to either go online or mail in a piece of information to say, I would like to switch parties. And really, even though it is statistically rather small, it is another indicator that shows that there might be some pushes towards the Republican Party this fall.
Right. Let's look at Arkansas and Pennsylvania, two of the states with the most party switches from Democrat to Republican. You can actually see where that's happening. And this kind of information can be accessed by, you know, the parties, different people, different candidates. So where are you seeing those switches happening?
One of the bigger areas was just outside of Miami in Hialeah, Florida, heavily Hispanic, a lot of Cuban Americans within that community, but a mixture as well. And so we saw that area where you saw a large number switch from of individual voters switch from Democrat to Republican. You saw other demographic areas such as Benton, Kentucky, and Blytheville, Arkansas, where you saw a very very different look at the population, mostly white, lower education levels, and you notice that there were a lot of switches there as well. And then in the suburbs of Philadelphia, sort of a working class, blue collar area. So a lot of demographically different areas represented here, but those were some of the big ones.
And, you know, what do you make of that, given that this has been at least, well, actually, it's more recently, because these are changes over the past year, and maybe some were earlier in the year, but more recently, we've been watching what many have said is the devastating committee hearings on the January 6th insurrection, and yet people going from the Democrats to the Republicans.
Yeah, and you know, this is data over the last year, and it goes from late spring to essentially late spring of this year. So there is a possibility that some of that is not tracking as part of these data. However, within the last year, there's been lots of other things, you know, that have pushed people towards Republicans in terms of the economy. So the other thing that's important to note here as well is there were a lot of competitive primaries across the country. So you have competitive primaries in those states where people say, I'm a registered Democrat, but hey, there's an interesting Republican primary. Maybe we want to switch over. Mm. We typically allow for around 10 to 15% of the electorate, and that's quite a high number, I would say, that's going to move because of that. But at the same time, we are seeing quite a few people moving, and you know, they're saying, hey, we're moving, and we're moving because we want to join this party.
Well, but this is a very different year, as you know. We're hearing more and more anecdotes about Democrats asking for Republican ballots to have an influence on GOP primaries to, in effect, boost an extreme candidate who they think will be easier for a Democrat to beat. Or let's say in Wyoming, where January 6th committee vice chair Liz Cheney is trying to hang on to her congressional seat, there have been some Democrats switching to Republican to vote for her, although there's so few Democrats in that state, it's not thought to have an impact. And then again, you know, states like Arizona, where there's a heated Senate race, Democrats have been switching over to Republican ballots. But as you say, that's traditionally not a high number.
That's exactly right. When people switch over to, well, what's traditionally known as spite voting, to cross over party lines and then try to interfere with another party's primary, that number, again, tends to be pretty low. And even though it's gotten much easier to do, typically just you know, going to the state's Secretary of State or Board of Election website and switching your party affiliation, it's still something that very few people tend to actually take upon themselves, switch the party, and then go actually and vote.
And just briefly, this week Axios has been reporting on what it's calling, quote, arguably the biggest political story of our time. Republicans becoming more working class, a little more multiracial, Democrats becoming more elite and a little more white. Does that line up with what you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're looking at some of these data changes, we are noticing larger numbers of Hispanics switching over to the Republican side throughout the country, Florida, New Mexico, New Jersey, places where there are high populations of Hispanics switching over. So you're seeing that. You're seeing a lot of these blue collar union individuals, people who would typically be more on the Democratic side in places like Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey. You're seeing some of those individuals switch over to the Republican side. And then again, on the Democratic side, you're seeing people who might be previously had been considered sort of Rockefeller Republicans now switching over to the Democratic Party and moving away from sort of the Trump Republican Party, as it were.
Rockefeller Republicans, as in New York State, Nelson Rockefeller, an endangered species. But just I have to ask you quickly about the data that you get. And we'll have some photos, you know, that people can look at. But people who have access to your information can zoom into a house and see age, education level, home ownership, cell phone numbers, or party affiliation. How do you get all that?
I'd like to tell people we do a very good job of compiling both publicly available and commercially available data. We take the Secretary of State files from all 50 states in Washington, D.C., as well as county-level Board of Election data in some states. We append census data, donor information, so lots of important details. And it's only available to people who are running for office, to academic scholars, to media organizations. We're really, you know, we keep a tight grip on exactly who can access these data, but really it's for the purposes expressly laid out and really what the intention is of having the voter file in all 50 states.
Okay, Paul Westcott, Executive Vice President for L2, a nonpartisan voter data processing firm. Paul, thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Robin.